Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Playing Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. My name is Kurt Hahn, and you're joining me tonight. I'm on my Tech Storyteller channel because I just did the same sort of show on my S3 Productions show just a minute ago. Little story is I got some records in today from a gentleman on Facebook. And Mr. Green, thank you so very much. I really did enjoy it. Unfortunately, a couple of the records were cracked, which is no big problem. It's no big loss or worry. So I spent part of the day just playing around with my sound editor to see if I can fix the problem. Well, one of the records was the 1812 Overture Part 1 and Part 2 by Leopold Stokowski. S-T-O-K-O-W-S-K-I, and the Philadelphia Orchestra. This is on Victor Records, the red label, 7499A and 7499B. So, parts one and two. So what I did was I basically copied both parts, and I added them together. And so without further ado, the 1812 Overture.
Thank you.
1999, the A and B side, 1812 Overture by Leopold Stokowski and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Now, this is done about 1930. In 1930, Stokowski and the Philadelphia Orchestra recorded much less music than they did in the previous 3 years of 27, 28, 29. Perhaps this was due to Victor's caution following the great stock market crash of October 29. In any case, there was only 4 days of recording in 1930. March 15th, following the final concert of the Philadelphia Orchestra's 29 and 30 season on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 28, 29, 30, April of 1930. From these three sessions, only 13, 78 RPM size were issued, and one of those was the 1812 Overture. Now, okay, here we go. Spoiler alert. I've done this now 1812 Overture both on this channel and my other channel, S3 Productions. So what happened was I had three records come in, two records, part one, part two, and part three on Victrola, 1812 Overture parts one, two, and three by the Royal Opera Orchestra, Covent Garden, guest conductor of Eugene Goossens, recorded in Europe in 1926. So I figured naturally there was parts one, two, and three. The other record I got was one just heard with the Philadelphia Orchestra, only part one and part two. Well, not knowing my music history probably as well as I should, I always thought there was a part three. So I thought, you know what? Just for kicks and giggles, spoiler alert, if you're all tired of the 1812 Overture, well, you don't need to hear this. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to play the same one again, except I'm going to do parts one and two by the Philadelphia Orchestra and part three by the Royal Opera Orchestra. Why, you ask? Just because we can't. Part of it is to play with my video audio editing to see if I can do it. And part of it was because I felt creative and I felt like it. So here we go. 11 minutes, 1812 Overture, parts 1, 2, and maybe 3. Here we go. Technical difficulty. Blog Talk Radio has decided that I'm out of time. So we'll have to save this show for another night. In any case, thank you for listening. I appreciate your time and effort. Again, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please let me know. I'm at oscssw@gmail.com, or you can reach me at facebook.com at facebook.com/S3Productions1 or S3Productions2. With that, you all have a great night. Thank you so very much, and have a wonderful night. Goodbye.